Welcome back to Monday Magazine, everybody. Hope you're having a great one out there. Happy July 7th to you, 3:30 on the clock. Have your host, James J. Maloff here. Right now, we're going to talk with some great people, good people, wonderful people from our friends from the South Oconee YMCA. We have with us Stephanie Lund, Events Coordinator. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. And we have Sarah Wheeler, Community Health Worker.
Hi.
Hey, Sarah. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Appreciate you guys being here and so much. Just right away, want to thank you and your staff over at the Y. We have nothing but love and respect for our Y and all the great things that it brings to our area. I know for me, I go past that building every day and it's been a couple of years now, mm-hmm. and it has not gotten old to me. I still look at it and it reminds me of a building I would see in my old neck of the woods in Chicago or something. And to have that right here in our area is such a gift to our community. And we see the community respond to that. They have attended. They're using it. Mm-hmm. I never see that building without cars in front of it. It's really nice to see. It's great to have you guys here to be able to take a little more time to talk about some of the great things we have over there. Stephanie, I'm going to put you on the spot first.
Okay.
Don't worry. I will get to Sarah. I will put her on.
Totally fine.
Sarah's fine with us taking the whole 20-some minutes with
sure.
you, Steph. Stephanie, if you don't mind, I do this from time to time. Every once in a while, I have to ask hard questions. I have to. That's part of my journalistic duty. What is Pickleball Jamboree? I can't find a lot of information on this, and I'm very curious. This is the hard questions we have to ask around here, Stephanie. What is Pickleball Jamboree?
Okay. A Pickleball Jamboree is basically like a tournament. A lot of tournaments, it's a double tournament. So you have to find a partner, and you rotate and play with your partner. A Jamboree is where you sign up as an individual and you get to play with everybody else in your division. So you'll get 8 games in and rotate and play through. So it gives people a chance that if you don't have a consistent partner you play with, I want to play pickleball, so I'm going to sign up today and get to play with everybody else.
I might see you out there because I've been wanting to do this too. And it seemed like a really fun way to do this. And I did look into it and did find some information that was right there for me at the YMCA's website, swcymca.org. We'll give that email address, our website address again before we wrap up. Pickleball is arguably the fastest growing sport in the world right now.
Yes,
like not just here in the States, but around the world. Mm-hmm. We're seeing old malls being converted into pickleball courts. Mm-hmm. We thankfully don't really have to do that around here. We've got our handful of pickleball courts. One of the cool aspects of this to me, as somebody who was just kind of looking at it from the outside, I know a lot of pickleball players, but they tend to play together a lot. Mm-hmm. The idea to get to play with somebody different, you might learn new things, or you might be able to teach new things. While it is a growing sport, it's still a growing sport. It's still one of those things where it might not be common knowledge, all the rules and that, and just even different techniques of how to hit the ball or how to receive a pally, you know, rally, any of that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun, and we're hoping we can get a decent amount of people from other areas as well, so that you're not just playing the same people you play at the same park. You're getting others from outside and be able to interact with each other.
We'll do our best to send some people your way. when it comes to this, is there any registration, any requirements to it or anything age-wise or anything?
So the registration is open right now. The registration ends July 23rd and minimum of 10-year-olds. Mm. So I actually have 4 kids of my own and our 8-year-old does currently play. Mm. Mm-hmm. But, you know, 10-year-olds because they're going to be playing with adults.
Yeah,
but they do need to register. You can register on our website. And there's different divisions you can sign up for. You have your beginners, mm-hmm. your 3.0 level. Then we do 3.25, 3.5, 3.75, 4.0, and 4.25 plus. So there's a lot of different skill range. So you can choose which one you feel is more comfortable for you.
The one of the bigger events for our Y and really in our area is coming up. You got your annual golf outing right around the corner.
Yes, we do. Yeah, that is on Monday, August 7th, and it's over at the Ridges Golf Course, and this is an annual event. All of the proceeds go towards our annual campaign, mm-hmm. so it's one that supports our community. It's a great event. We usually have about 116 golfers, so we'd love to see that number grow even more this year, but a lot of people in the community support it and come on out. It's great.
Yeah, and part of the reason we love our Y, we back our Y, is our Y loves and backs us. Mm-hmm. The Y is one of those go-to places for me when I'm talking about buying local, supporting local. personally, with my money, I like to buy and purchase and go to places in town here that do that, that put back into the community. The Y is one of the number one things, that one of the number one places that has always done that. Even before we had the new big build, beautiful building and all that, the Y has always been really good about it. That the out, this golf outing is such a big part of that.
Absolutely. Yes, it's definitely our biggest event. Biggest fundraiser that we have in our community, so we can definitely support more people.
And this Golf Classic, it's for all types of golfers. You want to golf alone, you want to golf with a team, correct?
Absolutely, yes. You can sign up for an individual if you don't have a group of people. We will put you together in a team. We have different games that will happen on different holes on the golf course. It'll just be a lot of fun.
Where is the event taking place? Can we get the date and times again?
Yes, it's Monday, August 7th over at the Ridges Golf Course here in Wisconsin Rapids. And registration begins at 10, and we have an 11 o'clock shotgun start. So it's an 18-hole scramble.
Mm-hmm. It's one of these events that brings us all together. We love, we encourage you to be a part of this event. Find out more, go into the WISE website, swcymca.org. And speaking of events, and big events, and events that we look forward to every year, I would put in the top five events, way up there, is the Bridge to Bridge run walk that we have. This one is only builds more and more every year. It seems like there's more and more people that are talking about it or are going to be a part of the event. Let's dive into that one.
Absolutely. So our Bridge to Bridge run this year is on Saturday, August 19th. It starts at Witterfield, kind of goes around the river and around the community, and then finishes back at Witterfield as well. We are offering a 5K and a 10K run or walk if you prefer. And it's definitely, this program, it's run for a cause. So it supports our Live Strong program. It's just a great event. With registrations, $30 a person, you get a t-shirt, you get a finisher's medal. We have post-event snacks and refreshments. Everyone gets a race bib. It is timed, so you can figure out your time and all of that as well. So it's just a great event.
We love these events in our area that speak to the runner as well as the person that just likes to be involved with these things. We've got a lot of runners out there, marathon people that like to be timed on this, and it's good reps for them, as well as people who just looking to get out, maybe take the kids for a stroll or something, or even just what I hear from people over the years is the organic conversations that happen, the running into so-and-so that you haven't seen in years, and some of that. And all of this, as Stephanie said, to help Live Strong. Can we touch on what that is for those that may not know, Stephanie?
So our Live Strong program is those that have battled cancer, and so we're supporting them, helping them become healthy and strong. It's a great program. It's a free program that we offer at the YMCA.
And encourage people to look into that more on that if it applies to you, if it can help you.
Absolutely.
It's a really good program that you guys have. Stephanie, as far as, I mean, these are all huge, big events. I imagine as much as you want to look ahead, you got these going on right now. When it came to the prepping for everything from the Jamboree to Bridge, how much time, how long does it go, or how long of the year do you put into these events? Like, we'll go with the annual golf outing. Does that start like the day after the last golf outing ended and you start planning?
Pretty much, yes. Yeah. So once it's done, we kind of recap everything and then it's hit the ground running again, working with the golf courses and letting people know, hey, put this on the calendar for next year. It's a great event, so absolutely.
I like people to be able to look behind the curtain a little bit and know how much work goes into these events. We put so much into them, and then one day, and it's gone. That's almost a year's worth of work going into that one day. We don't usually get enough time to appreciate all the work that it takes to get into that event. And that certainly goes to you, your staff, the whole staff at the Y, and the volunteers out there.
Absolutely.
We'll touch more on volunteering before we wrap up today and encourage people to do that. But Stephanie, thank you. As far as future events and different things coming up, are you guys hard at work at that?
We are. We're going to add some new events this year. We have a mother-daughter pajama party we're going to have, trying to create more events for families to get together and create memories together. We'll have a fun father-son game night out at Camp Alexander. We have Breakfast with the Grinch, Halloween at the Y. So we definitely have more events that are coming up this year.
If you guys get a chance to sneak in a father-daughter pajama thing, I'd love to embarrass my daughters. I would love the opportunity to embarrass my daughters. They're in their 20s. I mean, I don't get many opportunities like that anymore. But right. Get the footy pajamas or something. I don't know.
Something
embarrassing. You can help me find out. Yeah, pick it out. Stephanie, if people want to know more or maybe even you know, add to these events or be a part of them, like with the annual golf outing or the Bridge to Bridge? Are we still looking for sponsors? Are we still
Absolutely.
Taking it? Okay.
Yep, definitely. So if there are any businesses or individuals that want to be a part, if they want to volunteer or sponsor, you can be a cart sponsor, whole sponsor. You can definitely reach out to me, call the Y, or send me an email, slund@swcymca.org, and we would love to have more people involved in the community, absolutely.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Stephanie. Thank you for the time.
Definitely.
Sarah, your turn.
Okay. Oh boy.
Sarah, I appreciate you being with us, and we don't get a chance to talk nearly enough, especially with what you do with the community. Community health worker, mm-hmm. That's a lot to cover for one title and everything.
Right.
How's the job going? How are you enjoying that? Before we dive into some of the things that you're doing.
I'm enjoying it. It'll be a year this August.
I thought it was close to a year. Okay.
Yes, it'll be a year. And I've been enjoying it. Lots of learning and lots of figuring out. Part of my job is to provide resources to people in the community for needs that they mm-hmm. have. So it's been a learning curve to figure out what the needs are in the community and also what the needs are at the Y. Mm-hmm. And so it's been fun to meet all sorts of new people, go to different businesses and organizations within Wood County, make collaboration efforts. There's other CHWs or community health workers mm-hmm. through the county that I've been able to meet and slowly start to work with. It's kind of one of those positions that takes a little bit of time to get settled in and figure out. But I'm enjoying it. We have a lot of good things coming up this fall. I have been working with Stephanie on this Teen Wellness Day, as well as Renee Kinney, our wellness director, and we're planning this wellness day. It's Saturday, August 12th from 12:30 to 3, and it's for teens, youths 11 to 17 years old. And it's going to be a really fun day where youth can come, and we'll have different stations set up, different things like cornhole or pig tournaments, doing different exercise classes. We have our registered dietitian, Tiana, will be doing a little healthy snack with the kids, and they'll be able to enjoy that as well. So that's one of the events that's coming up.
Did this event stem from community feedback?
Right now we don't have a ton of teen programming, and so that was something that we wanted to focus in on, and we thought, well, let's start with a teen wellness day, see what kind of feedback we can get and involvement, and then hopefully reach some teens that would want to come back and we can create more programs for them. So that's where this came from.
I appreciate that, Sarah. You really started this with the community, and what do you need? What is the community? And that's, I think that's a great place to be, and a lot of nonprofits are in that spot, but that's where the community needs to jump in. That you need to give we need feedback from you. We need to hear from you. When it comes to these events, not only do we need to hear from you, we need you to attend them.
Correct.
You know, I mean, so it's the only way we really know if these events, okay, this nobody attended this, we don't need this maybe. Now, that can be, you know, here or there. There's a lot of gray area in that. Mm-hmm. So the only thing we have is hearing from you and the why hearing from you. So we want to encourage people to do that. And your feedback is very important. And you never know the kind of events that can happen like this one. Mm-hmm. From this is, to me, not even being a teenager, but somebody that certainly cares about the youth. Mm-hmm. I think this is awesome. I think this is great. I would have attended this when I was a teenager.
Right. I have an 11-year-old at home, and I want him to go to this. We'll sign him up because it's just a good opportunity for kids to meet other kids their age, try out things at the Y that maybe they wouldn't be able to try out, do things like work in our teaching kitchen, which is a beautiful teaching kitchen. Mm-hmm. Tiana is a great cook. I've been able to enjoy some of her snacks. So I think the kids will have a lot of fun, and hopefully it's just a stepping stone for more teen programming at the Y.
We're talking about the youth. Let's go the other direction and talk about some of our older residents out there with the Stepping on Falls Prevention class.
Yeah, I did a Stepping on Falls Prevention class last March through May. Mm-hmm. It went really well. The feedback was that more people would like to see that. So I'm going to be offering one in the fall, maybe even in the spring as well. And what it, in essence, it does is it helps older adults navigate balance and strengthening their bodies so that they are just able to navigate the world in a better way, safer way. And it's a 7-week program, and the progress that the participants made last session was amazing. Oof. And also a lot of it is just a social connection with other people who are in similar situations. And then you also share different fall stories. And ironically, we all had them to share, even myself. It's something that can easily happen. And utilizing strength and balance exercises, and then also the social aspect of all being together, it really does help.
It also speaks again to that community feedback and how important that is. But I have to ask, Sarah, did you feel that you had to do the second class in autumn, like in doing the fall prevention in the fall? Did you feel like you had? It's a bad joke. You do not have to laugh at that. But
I got it.
In all seriousness, I look at a class like this, and I think it's a nice reminder too to people like myself. Mm-hmm. When I think of my parents,
yeah,
I still think of my parents like they're my age now, like they're in their 40s and 50s.
They're stuck in that in your brain.
Yeah. Where they're retired now, and my dad, well, he fights it. He can't move the way he used to, and I help take care of my dad, and one of my biggest worries is him falling.
Right.
Like, and my father, quick, just a little scenario of him. He has been through it all. Sure. My father he was a former hockey player, former boxer. So just those things alone, what he's put his body through, let alone life and living in the streets and right. all that stuff. He can handle some stuff. He has been through it all. And now at this age, I'm worried about him falling 5 feet. Like, right. that's the big fear. And that's just me, his son.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine what he's going through, what he's feeling, how that plays on his confidence, how that plays on his self-worth. These things that are very, very, very important. And every human being has a right to have, especially people who have paid their dues, who are up there in that age and should be enjoying life and relaxing more now. Taking these classes gives you a little more confidence, it seems, in that.
Definitely. And it gives you some actual hands-on tools for how to strengthen. They're very, very simplified exercises, strength and mobility exercises that anyone can do. You could sit in your chair and lift your leg up. I just fell this morning going up the stairs.
Like, it was couple days ago for me.
And banged my finger. So it can happen to anybody, no matter the age, and these are just things to be mindful of and bring to the forefront of your attention, just to slow down, to look down when you're walking, to be prepared for weather, be prepared for when you're not at home and you're in the grocery store or it's a crowded area, just all these things. And I think it just brings to the forefront to be mindful of that. And it helps. It does prevent falls. And September is Falls Prevention Month, which is why we would do it in the fall also.
It's a good choice.
Exactly.
It timed out well.
Yes.
Part of what I like talking about with you too about Sarah, and I almost forgot about this, it's been a while since we've hung out, is your insightfulness, because I think that one of the bigger things that's going to get people, we hope people take these classes to help them from preventing these things.
Mm-hmm.
But I think one of the things that gets that person on the fence to lean over into it is, well, I haven't seen so-and-so in a long time, or it would be nice to not feel like I'm the only one dealing with this.
Right.
We get so in our own heads with this stuff, and like nobody else in history has ever had to worry about falling.
Right.
It seems silly on the surface talking about this, but in our own heads, we get like that.
Yeah.
Having more and more people around, having good instructors around, makes you feeling a little bit less like that. A little like, everybody's dealing with this. Mm-hmm. You might feel a little silly for a moment, but you get over that pretty quick.
Right.
And you get the information and the knowledge that you need to live your life happily and enjoyable and hopefully with less fear involved in it. Another thing that can come up for anybody, no matter what the age range, blood pressure. And you have a blood pressure monitoring class at IAC.
So I'm wrapping up the training for the blood pressure self-monitoring program that is through YUSA or Corporate Y, and I've been training on trying to bring that program to our YMCA. The blood pressure self-monitoring program is, in essence, a class that you can take. And it would probably, I haven't run it before, so this is why it's more general. But I'm thinking it would probably be like a one-time workshop in the fall. Mm-hmm. And then mostly what it is teaching the participants how to take their blood pressure, how to take it accurately, what kinds of signs to look out for if maybe there's a blood pressure spike, or what to do in those situations, and how to kind of find a baseline for this is the range it could be in for you to feel better, and then how to get there. And it would be some, I think every 2 weeks, it would be a 10-minute session with me one-on-one. And we would go over and make, I would just pretty much be making sure that they're doing it correctly. If they have any questions, we'd be logging it. And I think it will be a really great asset to have in RY.
You know, especially when it comes to these things where, you may feel confident or good about something. It never hurts to have another set of eyes. Right. It never hurts to have somebody else being able to go over with you and like, okay, I am doing this right. Great. And it's not a huge dragged out process either. You're in, you're out, you figure out those things and you're good. I do want to take a little time with healthy ideas. Okay. I'm a big promoter of mental health. I love talking about mental health whenever we have the opportunities, and here is a great one right over at the Y.
So Healthy Ideas is a new program that I will be offering in the fall. And in essence, Healthy Ideas stands for Identifying Depression, Empowering Activities for Seniors. Kind of a mouthful, but that's why it's an acronym.
It works, though.
And it, in essence, empowers older adults to manage their symptoms of depression through a behavioral activation approach. It encourages involvement in different meaningful activities. So what we do is identify the meaningful activities that are meaningful to that individual. It's very subjective. So for one person, it might be walking the dog to their mailbox every day. To another person, it might be making a phone call, sending a note to a friend, going to their granddaughter's soccer game. All of these things can encourage somebody to make steps in a healthy direction. And especially, depression is so different for everybody, and everybody deals with it in a different way. But what we're seeing is that older adults are maybe dealing with more depression because of isolation, because they're lonely, they maybe don't have anybody checking in on them. So this program itself would be some sort of class or workshop that they could come and take at the Y, and then it would be a one-on-one with me to kind of go over, well, how can we find these things that motivate you? How can we go over things that make you happy? And then what are the steps to get to that happy place? So it's breaking it down and spending more time with them.
I so much appreciate so much what you were describing there. And it reminded me of this, a person I've been talking to, I look up to a lot in radio. And he's retired now. He's in his later 60s. And we were talking about a couple of things, and I can't remember exactly how it came up, but he made a joke about possibly being autistic and said, oh, no. And I said, well, you know, you should look into that. And I don't think that's anything to laugh at and stuff. And he goes, well, no, they didn't have that when I was born. They didn't. I'm like, no, they did, man. Like, yeah, they did.
They did.
They've always had these things, all these things in this different, everything under that umbrella, and really anything under the mental health umbrella has always existed. We're just now starting to diagnose some of this stuff. And I think of that older generation and the older generations that have gone undiagnosed, that may be dealing with things that they don't even realize they're dealing with. So, I mean, I think that, hey, your car could always use a tune-up. You know, it's never a bad idea to do that. You treat your car better than you. Treat yourself this way, too. Right. Treat your brain
that
way.
Take care of yourself.
Yeah, it can't hurt.
And I think these programs, these types of programs that are targeting older adults and combating the loneliness and the depression, are all shining a light to see those things that have always been there.
Yeah, well said. We just got a minute or two, but I did want to take a moment to touch on Big for Life Parkinson's program. Wonderful to see a Parkinson's program. Not that we need one. That's not wonderful, obviously, but it's great to see some attention being brought to that subject.
Right. So I had met this woman, Heather McCarthy. She is a physical therapist at Marshfield Clinic. And she brought this program to me and said, I'd really love to run this at your Y. And I said, well, I'd love for you to run it then. And so she's actually partnering with Elizabeth Ironside, who's also a physical therapist at Aspires Clinic. And both of these physical therapists will be running this program at RY in the fall. So look out for that. We don't have all the details yet, but it will be a really great addition to our programs.
Absolutely. It's another one of those things where the Y is covering all bases.
Trying
you know,
to.
doing a darn good job at it. Stephanie, if people have follow-up questions, want to know more, maybe they want to volunteer, how can they reach you?
They can definitely just call the Y and ask for me. Otherwise, my email address is slund@swcymca.org, or you can call me at 715-697-3985.
Sarah, same question.
All right. My email is Wheeler, W-H-E-E-L-E-R, at southwoodcountyymca.org. And my phone number is 608-673-7247.
And again, that website for the Y, you can find out more information at swcymca.org. Say hi to everybody over there for us, and we'll talk again real soon.
Thank you. Sounds good.
Thanks.
We'll be back next week with more Midday Magazine right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.